it says. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right, we're just preparing in the background. We'll be live with you in 52 seconds. And we're live today on Ask Angelica, the group on Facebook. Angelica's German Language Tuition and Translation, which is a page on Facebook. I can't recognize that one. We're also live on the web. And we should be live on the web shortly. I hope we go live on the web because I've put a lot into it. Yeah. Okay, so 24 seconds. And today, well, is the dentist. I spoke to the dentist earlier today. We'll talk about that when we're live, possibly. Okay, and we're live on the web page too. And it is
almost time.
Yep, so we're good there, and we're live. Just a minute, I need to. Oh, what? Take that off. Hello.
Hello.
We are now live. I'm going to hide that picture for a moment.
Proper live.
We are proper live. We're definitely. Well, this was closer on thing because we actually got. Got carried away a bit at Lidl's, didn't we?
Yes. A little bit too much shopping, which needed to be put away as well. But we've done it. We're here.
We made it on time.
Mm.
So I'm going to say welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica, Practical German for Dentist, season 5, episode 17. I'll get it right around. Angelica, would you like to explain today's topic?
Yes. I don't need the good luck. We've been doing sort of sentences that you might hear based on a particular topic. Like last session, we had sort of about the German school system. And actually, last session, 2 weeks ago, we normally go live at 2 o'clock, but we had to go live early. We had to go live in the morning because Stephen had to go to the dentist in the afternoon. And that gave me the idea of some sentences you might either say or hear at the dentist. Hopefully you never have to go to the dentist while on holidays in Germany. But if you do, you may come across some of these.
Indeed. Well, that's why I'm going to the dentist in the UK before we go to Germany. So I don't need these sentences. So let's hide the card. And you've got us side by side, which is where we should be. And phrase one. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read out the phrases in German. Angelica will correct my pronunciation. And then together we will translate it into English. If you want to read it out whilst I'm reading it out, please do. We can't hear you. So you can say anything you like. And if you've got, we've got a first comment coming in. Okay. Oliver.
Yeah, he'll be all right with all the German sentences.
Du bist erster. Das ist richtig. Right. Okay. Let's start. Phrase one. Ich habe Zahnschmerzen.
Ich habe Zahnschmerzen.
Zahnschmerzen. Okay, well, this is not true, and we're not doing this. Is not true at the moment. Zahn is teeth, Schmerzen is bad. I have toothache.
Yeah, Zahn is actually tooth, teeth is Zähne.
Right, okay.
But you're absolutely right, it is a toothache. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have toothache. Phrase two. Wir werden eine gründliche Untersuchung durchführen.
Mhm. Wir werden eine gründliche Untersuchung durchführen.
Right, we will. Gründliche. Gründliche. It sounds like ground or base or.
Thorough.
Jurist is to. Follow, drive,
thorough. Gründlich is thorough.
Thorough. Mm-hmm. Untersuchung, which is a search under, which is examination.
Yeah.
My logic helps a little bit, as you know. So examination, a thorough examination. We'll conduct a thorough examination.
Yeah, or perform, conduct. Yeah, exactly. Because that's what they do.
Translate, they do. We'll perform a thorough examination. And phrase three. By machen Sie bitte den Mund auf.
Yeah, machen Sie bitte den Mund auf. Easy sentence, but very important when you're at the dentist.
Very polite too. please open your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the first thing a dentist is going to say. And the second thing is, please open your mouth wider. Please relax. And don't bite.
And then he starts poking around in your mouth and asks questions and you can't answer.
True.
Because you physically can't answer. Not because you don't know the answer, because he's messing about. He or she, of course.
True. And so the translation is for phrase three, open your mouth. Okay, so... Phrase four. Es sieht so aus, als hätten Sie ein kleines Loch.
Es sieht so aus, als hätten Sie ein kleines Loch.
Right. Was ist ein Loch? Was ist ein Loch?
A hole, or when we're talking about teeth, we call it a cavity.
It seems that you have a small cavity.
Yeah.
Okay. Which happens to be? Appears, seems, that you have a small cavity. Okay, phrase five. Der Zahn muss gefüllt werden.
Gefüllt werden, yeah. Der Zahn muss gefüllt werden.
The tooth must be filled.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Möchten Sie eine Betäubung? Oh, you can correct me. Für die Behandlung.
Möchten Sie eine Betäubung für die Behandlung?
Right. Okay. Now, when I was in the chair at the dentist, which was only 2 weeks ago, seems a lot longer than that, she said, and I quote, you've got two choices. Would you like me to do the filling or would you like an injection before I do? And I said, well, she said, would you like me an injection before the filling?
Yeah.
Or if you put it, we like anesthesia, the procedure.
Okay. Yeah, so behandlung is the procedure.
Right. Okay.
And so you would have said nine.
I did say nine, and I sat there for the next 10 minutes thinking, yes. Right. So would you like anesthesia for the procedure? Right. Phrase seven. Ich werde Ihre Zähne jetzt gründlich reinigen.
Zähne. Ich werde Zähne. Ihre Zähne jetzt gründlich reinigen.
Right. I would like your teeth, obviously, because it's not tooth, it's teeth. I would like to clean your teeth.
I will clean your teeth. It doesn't say ich möchte. It's ich werde. I will now clean your teeth. Yeah.
I will now clean your teeth.
And again, and we've got the gründlich, the thorough, more thoroughly.
Properly as well. Thoroughly.
Yeah, properly, thoroughly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and over to Oliver. And Oliver is saying, in the UK, they don't really ask you if you want an injection, I noticed. They assume you want it by default. Nope, not anymore. Things have changed. As I say, I was there 2 weeks ago. Because we live in Devizes in England, and my local NHS dentist, for whom I'm eternally grateful, is very good, and she asked the question before doing any work at all. I've got to admit, though, that Angelica knows this well, the night before and the morning before, I was preparing myself for a tooth extraction. And in the event, she said, I can't actually pull teeth on Fridays in case of a problem. I can only pull teeth Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I'm just going to do a filling instead. Now, I didn't expect the filling, so I got a filling. Mine never asked.
I have to say mine never asked, but on the other hand, it's been absolutely yonks that I've had a filling. So it might be a recent change.
Could be.
I can't remember the last time I've had. So maybe it's another cost-cutting way of, you know, no injection. Well, that's, again, something they're saving. So so far, they used to ask me years and years and years ago, and then there was a time when they didn't. But it's been quite a few years that I had a filling, so I don't remember.
Well, it saves on the anaesthetic and it saves on time as well. Because if they do give you an anaesthetic, you've got to wait for it to take effect. Okay. Right, where are we up to? Are we up to phrase 8 by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Muss ich mir Sorgen meine Weiß... Oh, just a minute. Weisheitszähne machen.
That's it, yeah. Muss ich mir Sorgen meine Weisheitszähne machen?
Okay. Should I? Must I? Should I? Should I myself? Sorgen. Clean?
No. Sich Sorgen machen. So that's where the mir is here. Sich Sorgen machen means to be concerned about something. Or to worry about something.
So should I be worried about my Weiss? Is that white?
No. Weisheit is wisdom.
Oh, should I be worried about my wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do the translation for that. Should I be concerned about my wisdom teeth? And over to Oliver. Oh.
Most likely.
Yes. Isn't it always? Okay.
Well, just have a tooth filled now and find out whether they're asking you or not.
Don't volunteer. Never volunteer for dinner. No, never, ever. Viel Glück beim Zahnarztbesuch.
Yeah, viel Glück beim Zahnarztbesuch. I can tell you that again when you go next time. I will say that before you leave.
I'll need it. Good luck on your next visit, on your visit to the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, my next visit is 29th November, so I can forget about it until the 28th. Always good. But I'm so grateful that we've got the NHS. The thing is that we're going to Germany possibly over Christmas, and we're actually going to Australia in early next year. So I don't want any dental problems whilst I'm away. So I'm getting everything done now for free. Almost free.
Almost.
Right, so that if we'd done that before I'd had my tooth filled, it wouldn't have been as much pleasure reading it.
I bet.
Right, so this is Ask Angelica, Practical German for the Dentist, Season 5, Episode 17. What will happen now is Angelica will read the sentences in perfect German, and I'll try and do my version of perfect English translations. Oh, yeah, and then we can go. Yeah.
Okay.
Over to you.
Ich habe Zahnschmerzen.
I have a toothache.
Wir werden eine gründliche Untersuchung durchführen.
We will perform a thorough examination.
Machen Sie bitte den Mund auf. I feel like I want to stand there over you, sort of, but no, maybe not.
No, with the light on and
yes.
All the headgear. Please open your mouth. Press 4.
Es sieht so aus, als hätten Sie ein kleines Loch.
It appears you have a small cavity, and we're better filling it than not.
Ja, der Zahn muss gefüllt werden.
The tooth needs to be filled. Press 6.
Möchten Sie eine Betäubung für die Behandlung?
Would you like anesthesia for the procedure? Press 7.
Obviously, this is not all in the same order. So a dentist wouldn't give you anesthesia and say, ich werde Ihre Zähne jetzt gründlich reinigen while you're waiting for the injection to work.
Well, the thing is that basically cleaning the teeth, which is what that was, I will now clean your teeth thoroughly, is a separate appointment with a separate dentist. And phrase 9.
Muss ich mir Sorgen um meine Weisheitszähne machen?
Yeah, and you read that correctly, even though I said phrase 9, it was actually phrase 8, translation for 8. So I've seen a comment from Oliver, I'll slow down. Should I be concerned about my wisdom teeth? Before we take the last, let's take Sie haben gelben Zähne. Soll ich sie die bleichen?
Oh, Sie haben gelbe Zähne. Soll ich sie bleichen? Oh, I've never heard the dentist offering that.
No.
That would be a private dentist, I think.
Indeed.
But what does it mean?
You have yellow teeth. Shall I bleach them? Yeah.
And, that would be private stuff, wouldn't it?
It would certainly be chargeable, that's for sure. Yeah. I actually got the translation right. Thank you, Oliver. Phrase 9.
Viel Glück beim Zahnarztbesuch.
And that's where we end. That's particular part. Good luck at the dentist. However, now we go on to this. I'm going to bring it on stream. And would you like to talk about
the book? It's not a book. It's another online course that I wanted to talk about. It's a little bit like your teeth are in a particular order. And just like teeth are in a particular order, the German verb conjugation follows a particular pattern. And once you've learned it, it will make life a lot easier. And just like some teeth cause more bother than others, there are some verbs which are also a little bit more difficult to work with than just straightforward. Otherwise, well, no, that's not the reason why they are difficult. But if my course will be very short if they weren't difficult. But I cover all the different types of verbs and how you conjugate them in the present tense. And we will put the link to the course below, wherever it is, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Facebook is the main one. So I'll come back now. I should be back in a second. I'm trying to come back. Right, so I'm there.
Yeah,
and I want to be there.
That's weird.
This is totally weird. Let's just try this then. Because I am obviously here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I know what I've done. It was me.
That's better.
Because you've got regular verbs.
Yeah.
Ich habe, du hast, er hat, wir haben. Sorry, sie haben, wir haben.
You were right the first time. Wir haben, sie haben. Oh, you missed out the ihr habt. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you've got ich bin, du bist, er ist. And that's not regular, is it?
No, that's irregular as well.
Regular. So that's what we mean by regular. They do not follow a pattern. Yeah. They are specifically awkward, and it's the awkward ones that are in German tenses, the present tense.
Yeah, well, the regular ones are in there as well. So I give you the regular pattern that you can use nearly everywhere. And then we have some different verbs. We've got irregular ones. We have separable verbs. I can't remember now what the other ones are, but there are quite a few. So they're all covered. So it's a bit like looking after your teeth. If you work your way through the online German present tense course, then you will have looked after your German verbs, like you brush your teeth. And you will do it automatically as well after a while, because we don't need to learn how to brush our teeth anymore, do we? We just do it.
We do. Automatic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you would do the same with the German verbs.
Right. Before Angelika closes this particular broadcast, I'd just like to point out that today, I hope they do this right, we have been live on Angelika's webpage. Now, if you don't want to go on Facebook, you don't want to go on LinkedIn or YouTube, you can go direct to this page when we're live at 2 o'clock, and you can have a conversation with us, and you can watch the live video. And next week, when we're not here, you can watch recorded video, and that's all on the website. And we'll post the link for that as well afterwards. Mm-hmm. Angelika, it's over to you.
Okay, well, thank you for watching. The next one will be, which I've written down, on the 20th of October. Haven't decided on the topic yet. Maybe we ought to move on and go to the doctor after we've been to the dentist now. But we'll see.
Yeah, I've had enough dentistry for the moment.
Oh, yeah. No more dentistry.
That's good. Practical. And I just want to say thank you to Barry Loxton. Barry, thank you for watching live, and thank you for the like. We'd like to close the show.
Yeah, and thank you to Oliver for joining in and telling us. I hope the Habenmagebetzen wasn't aimed at us. No, I'm sure it wasn't. Anyway, it was nice for you to be there as well. In that case, I can now say tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Auf Wiedersehen.